your fear of strippers. Somehow phobias came up, you know, we were talking about. And then we started talking about, you know, comments, the embarrassment factor.
I get more comments about that than I do almost anything else. Well, I don't know why, but...
Apparently I do too. Because I didn't yesterday, for whatever reason, people caught on to it. And I think it was because we went online and tried to find, you know, what it was called. And you found a Craig Ferguson clip that you thought was going to be it, but he was making fun of, it was like a sarcastic.
He was saying that, you know, he's faced his fear of flying. He said, hopefully later tonight I'll be able to face my fear of strippers.
Yeah.
Which is just his way of saying that he's going to be in front of some strippers. I personally, and to answer the question that I keep getting email about, and people ask me about when I see them, they say, oh, you're really afraid of strippers? Well, understand.
Afraid of them. I don't think it's afraid.
I mean, I'm not afraid that she's going to attack me, although I did have my underwear ripped from my body through my pants.
And I think that probably has contributed to your...
Well, I didn't like it very much.
Phobia.
And because I'm a fan of my underwear. And second of all, the way in which she did it wasn't the... Let's just say it wasn't very sexy. It wasn't like a lap dance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's too much attention paid to me by somebody who's not wearing any clothes. You and I pay attention to each other all morning long.
We have our clothes on.
You look at me, I look at you. We kind of focus in on each other. Mm-hmm. This is how we converse. It's just one of the things that we do. The minute you start taking your clothes off, though, and like dancing in a gyrating way, then I'm leaving.
You're not going to have to worry about that.
I know that.
You're not going to have to flee the room.
So to me, any, you know, I should say any of, but it's just too much. It's just too specific.
Yeah.
And so I get embarrassed because I think, does she really, really want to be taking her clothes off for me?
Or does she feel like this is all she has to do? Or what is it about her that makes her want to do it for the money,
right?
Yeah. Well, yes, and she works hard for the money.
Yeah.
But the point is that on a normal, average, every day, if she was to see me on the street, the last thing she would do
would she really start taking her clothes off.
So,
right. She's no Argentinian mistress. She's just there.
Right, Frank. Her name is not Maria.
The same way the next guy who comes in with cash.
So be it.
There's no difference.
And so that just makes me uncomfortable. And somebody described it. Maybe you have a phobia of embarrassment based on the fact that I have trouble listening to people sing a live version of the national anthem because I'm afraid of what might happen.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it. Understand, I've been
an announcer. You've had to flee the room before.
Well, I've been an announcer in many, many arenas over the years. And I've had to introduce the singers, and now singing the national anthem is so-and-so. And then to watch them biff it or watch them go over the top and do too much with it to the point where the crowd gets restless. You know, with the runs and all these other, and the changing of it and stuff like that. I mean, you really shouldn't take license with it. So I get embarrassed. And so, yes, there is possibly a phobia of embarrassment that is the cause of my phobia of strippers, which may mean it's like when I see somebody on stage in a talent show, when I would see them up there, like I remember an old friend and who will remain nameless. She'd get up there every year and she would do her ballerina dance. And every year she was heavier than she was the year before.
A ballerina dance?
She was a ballerina when she was a little girl. And by the time she was a junior in high school, she was 300 pounds.
Oh, my.
Nothing wrong with it. But it was bad for her because, you know, how kids in high school are. They were rude and they were cruel and they would yell things and say, and she would just go on like nothing. And it just, good for her that she. Oh, absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. But I was so embarrassed for her. I felt like the only person in that entire room.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I don't know if it's, yes, it's a fear of embarrassment.
So it comes up from time to time. And I mentioned yesterday, I said, well, I know why, you know, the only real phobia I have is clowns. And everybody knows that, but it's coulrophobia. I know the name of it. You can look it up. It'll tell you all about it. I have a T-shirt with it on it, you know.
Coulrophobia right there.
I did think of you when they showed Ed McMahon's collection of clown memorabilia that he had in his office.
Oh, good Lord.
On the Exes Hollywood last night.
Well, I actually saw somebody tweeted a little bit earlier that there was somebody in full clown regalia in the Kroger parking lot riding a bicycle in Old North Knoxville. That Kroger down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why is someone at 7-something in the morning in clown outfit riding a bicycle? And that would terrify me. Can you imagine me coming into work? But anyway, it has a name. And I know that name. And so we tried to find the name or whatever. But yesterday.
Coulrophobia.
So for the stripper phobia or whatever, we couldn't find anything for it. So we don't know if he's the only one that has this. But it probably is, like you were alluding to, lumped into something else, you know, with the fear of embarrassment or whatever, which we couldn't find either.
Right.
So I got several emails
The emails that you got are different than the emails that, like, dude, what are you thinking, man?
Yeah, no,
some woman wants to take her clothes off for you. You let her take your
No, I didn't get those.
You know, if I'm gonna unwrap the package, I want to play with a toy. And that's not a toy you play with.
No. So I have a few suggestions of what we can call your phobia.
Oh. Based on email?
Based on email and tweets.
So we're making up a new term.
Well, these people are, and they did some of them. You know, the obvious, pole dance-a-phobia.
Oh, dance-a-phobia.
Yeah, that's kind of obvious. You know, No.
Keep in mind, I've been to a strip club in my life twice.
Mm-hmm.
Once when I got my bachelor party, and then one other time, and it was in and out, boom, boom, so to speak. And so, I think people dancing on stage, I don't know if that bothers me terribly.
If they don't have their clothes on, do you think maybe
it does bother me somewhat? But I think if they start moving towards me,
when it gets
like crawling towards me. Then, or, you know,
with that,
you know what I'm saying? That look that they give you when they want some money. Right.
Walk thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That Madonna did in concert and touched my shoulder, I told you about.
Yeah.
When I was working concert security.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
So pole dance-a-phobia was
pole
one.
I like
thought
that
was kind of,
that's,
you know,
very cute.
Then there was denudophobia.
Denude?
And denude actually means to take your clothes off.
To denude.
Denudophobia.
But if you're denuding. I mean, it wouldn't be nuding is to take off your clothes?
You would think, but this person, now I don't know, I didn't look at it myself, the person that sent it to me said, and denude means to take one's clothes off.
Well, it's feasible. So
okay. Denudophobia.
Denudophobia.
And my personal favorite,
mm-hmm.
Pleatherophobia. Because they're not wearing leather, but the pleather, the imitation leather.
Shouldn't it be like,
and that was my personal favorite for it.
Shouldn't it be like tasselphobia?
Tasselphobia?
No. Is that they still wear
pastophobia?
Pastophobia, you know, or g-stringophobia?
I don't know.
Or she's bringing a boombox into the studio and she's wearing a cop outfit phobia.
I'm putting myself through collegeophobia.
Yeah,
and I think that's part of the problem I have with it is that, you know,
that's always the story. You don't always believe it, but that is
the situation.
The story
always dictates itself that some young 21-year-old female cop with long hair, but you know, stuck up under a hat, is showing up to arrest you for something.
Mm-hmm.
And you just instantaneously
you know.
This is not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know? Or
especially when they have the boombox.
Yeah, right. Why is the cop carrying her own boombox? It doesn't make sense. I think nowadays, of course, they just stick their own iPod speakers or earbuds in your ears.
Yeah.
And so they say, could you dial up cut number 17, please, while I dance to it?
There's
no music. What?
Have I told you about the time we had the stripper show up at, well, I didn't arrange for it. It was one of my first days at work at the Comedy World Network, and there's the boss's birthday. So some genius has decided, let's have a stripper come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
And we're moving into this new big warehouse building. They're supposed to be renovating it and such. Well, the stripper shows up. There's no power anywhere in the building.
Right.
And she, she doesn't know that yet. She gets the boss in the chair. She puts the boombox down and goes to plug in the boombox. There's no sound.
Oh, my.
So
she starts dancing
anyway. You want to talk about awkward?
That's got to be uncomfortable.
Oh. Here's what's super awkward. Is they've gathered the entire staff, and we're all new to this
you're
business.
All nude?
New,
N-E-W.
Hold on, what did you say?
We're all new to this business.
Stand by.
Because you did, or it sounded.
Well, I said we're all new to the business, and if
no,
it came
didn't.
Out nude to the business, then
well, it did sound like
slur.
Nude. It sounded
okay,
like you said we're all nude.
Slurred my words.
And I thought, it was the Comedy Network.
But it's a brand new business. We're all new employees of this new company, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really know each other very well. And the boss is there, and they've decided they're going to give him this stripper thing for his birthday, somebody who knew him from before. There's no power in the building, so we're all standing around kind of this uncomfortable thing waiting to have the cake. The stripper says, wait, I'll be right back, goes and leaves, and we're all waiting around, and she goes out to buy batteries for the boombox.
Oh my god. She didn't have some in the car?
And you want to talk about uncomfortableness, because at this point you've already figured out the element of surprise is
going
gone.
On.
So she had to get redressed?
Well, she never got all the way,
okay,
she never got stripped down anyway. She never got started because there was no electricity. And, you know, and we're all kind of thinking, well, what do? We stay? Do we go?
So she ran to the convenience store as the naughty nurse.
Good heavens.
Yeah,
and
comes back with batteries. And then just, it was not a good experience.
I don't know. There's a certain kind of guy that there's no such thing as a bad experience when it comes to this. But
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how many good experiences there could actually be.
I can't.
You know? Unless she's been paid to, you know, perform other services. Maybe
they didn't go top dollar. Let's just put it that way.
But the whole key of this is, you know, paid to do, you know, and it's
that's your job.
No,
I mean, actress is paid to get naked on film sometimes.
I understand that. I'm not saying on their part. It's like the person, you know, that's supposed to be receiving the enjoyment from
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, I don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand taking the money.
Yes.
You know, because that's what you're doing. But
right.
Anyway, I thought those, I appreciated those suggestions.
Denudophobia.
I thought they were cute. Denudophobia. Is that the one you like? Mine was the pleatherophobia. But.
I don't know if they wear pleather or not. I mean, I'm just thinking, if you pay enough, you can get leather.
You know,
you get the right kind of girl.
I guess we weren't talking top dollar here.